Part 4, starting now. Last weekend, I had the pleasure of driving the demonstration model of South Street garages and covered many very agreeable miles with it. This particular vehicle is finished in dark green and has covered just under 5,000 miles, so it is just run in. It is a very comfortable car for five, with well-shaped, fully reclining front seats and an excellent driving position. This one lacked automatic transmission and power steering, but had a four-speed gearbox with overdrive on top and third. This is brought in by a convenient switch on the knob of the gear lever. Its cost is £1,600, plus £60 for the overdrive. For swift and comfortable journeys, it is an ideal car, and when this is considered in conjunction with the fact that it is not a large car and is very suitable for short business or family journeys, it is not difficult to see why the dealers put it on top of the pole. Probably the most attractive thing about this car is the admirable layout of the interior. This has been praised universally, and it takes only moments to realize that the arrangement has been planned by wise and experienced motorists with vision, understanding, and taste. The dashboard is made of grained wood and includes an electric clock, a cigar lighter, a battery condition indicator, a temperature gauge, a speedometer, and a fuel gauge, with a neat warning light cluster which tells you almost everything you want to know about the state of the various parts of the car. There are adequate fresh air vents, and the heating system is excellently planned and most efficient. Another attractive feature is the light control, which is also on the steering column. This provides for all normal arrangements and has special slots for parking lights and also for fog lamps if fitted. The rear compartment is very comfortable, and I like the pockets on the rear of the front seats. This is one of the fastest British saloons. The top speed is well in excess of 100 miles an hour. End of lesson 3.